The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
We're going to start with that outdoor party or rave or whatever you might want to call it at the Oliver Blond Flats in Dublin's South Inner City. Not the only thing that's gone on. A very interesting video put up by the Meath farmer Dara McCullough as well, showing events in on his land in County Meath, which he had to break up. And he arrived on his land to find a large group of people with large speakers, decks, tables and campfires. And it seems that the majority of them were foreign nationals as well. They did disperse though when he asked them to do so. Whereas it seems that what happened in the Oliver Bond Flats in Dublin went on for many, many hours, involving large numbers, and certainly the debris that has been left at the all-weather sports pitch there suggests that one hell of a party went on. Mary Seary Kearney is a Fine Gael senator who comes from the Dublin South Central area. Mary, can you tell us more about what happened? What's your understanding of what went on Saturday evening?
Well, my understanding, Matt, is that a party was organised, a marquee was erected, there was a generator there, and a party began with very loud music, and the residents in the area contacted the Gardaí. It took some time before the Gardaí responded to that, and even at that, the party or the event went on until the early hours of the morning.
Okay, and how many Gardaí arrived and what did the Gardaí try to do?
Well, I think the Gardaí tried to disperse. The exact number of Gardaí, I don't know. I don't know, to be quite honest. I think that the Gardaí probably need to respond on why there was a delay. I very much welcome the fact that they have instigated an investigation into the matter and are looking for a prosecution. And I'm in fact calling for there to be a prosecution in this. We need to make an example out of the event organisers in this, because the residents of Oliver Bond deserve the safety of their area. The idea that people are overlooking an event that is a risk to health and public health and safety is really quite outrageous and quite appalling.
Why not? Why just the organisers? Why not all the participants?
Because the legislation provides for organisers to take responsibility. And in this, the participants, well, we don't know the age. I don't know the profile of the participants. The residents in Oliver Bond are saying that it wasn't the children and the young people in the area, or there was a minimal participation of their own young people in it, but that this was an event organised outside, and it's not the first of these. It is a number, but by far the most serious and the only one that we have footage for.
How is it possible to prove who is responsible for organisation?
Well, apparently the link went out on social media advertising this event, so there should be some means by which we can trace that. There is bound to be more footage than just the mere footage that we've seen circulating today and yesterday on social media.
Any suggestion that this was used for drug dealing as well as the consumption of alcohol?
Well, certainly there is the debris reported by the residents, and the debris that is evident shows debris from drug use, and shows the nitrous oxide canisters, which my colleague Jessica Emer Higgins has pioneered a campaign there, or is leading a campaign to have that outlawed and banned, and are certainly on the restricted items list.
Okay, Liam Herrick is with us, Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Liam, what's your understanding of the laws that pertain to dealing with an event or an occasion like this?
Well, I think the first thing to say, Matt, is that, of course, the ordinary criminal laws apply to any event of this type. And certainly what we've heard from residents today, a lot of concerns from the residents about all sorts of breaches of criminal law in terms of people either consuming or selling illegal drugs. And, of course, public order problems for the people that were living in Oliver Bond over Saturday, which, of course, can be dealt with by the guards under regular powers. The fact that there does seem to have been a slow and maybe an inadequate response is a lot of concern to the residents there. In terms of the public health regulations, the timing, I suppose, is unusual here, because the most recent regulations, which apply specifically to Dublin and which create a criminal offence for somebody organising an event of over 25 people, were only signed into law on Saturday. And unfortunately, as has been a practice in the last couple of months, they weren't published until Sunday. Now, there might be a technical legal question about when those regulations effectively came into effect. But as Councillor Siri Carney said, they apply to the organisers of an event, and certainly the guards have initiated investigations previously where people have organised illegal gatherings during COVID, and I think the indications are that that's what they propose to do here, that they will investigate who organised this event.
But shouldn't, as Senator Siri Carney told us, large numbers are there, should it not be the case, though, that these laws should also apply to those who participate? Because, you know, people might be deemed to be the organisers, but they could be put up to it by others.
Well, I mean, it seems that it may be possible to identify who did organise this event. And what the law, I suppose, is really trying to target is whether people are deliberately setting out to organise an event for commercial reasons or for other reasons, fully in the knowledge that there's likely to be a public health danger. You know that there's going to be more people than is safe, and you know the nature of the event is likely to be dangerous, and that puts somebody in a very different position under the criminal law than somebody who happens to find themselves at an event that they mightn't have known beforehand how large it was going to be.
Absolutely, Liam, come on, in fairness, like, you know, drug dealers don't necessarily handle the drugs themselves, they get others to do it. Do we not face a problem here that if we have events been set up by people who have not good intentions behind setting up an event like this, or organising protests or demonstrations, that they get other useful idiots to set the things up for them to avoid actually responsibility for their actions?
Well, I think that there's plenty of capacity, Matt, within the criminal law to treat different situations differently. I mean, we would make a strong distinction, for example, with regard to a protest where we've had examples of people that are trying to exercise their constitutional right, but are also trying to abide by public health guidelines. And we've had people organise protests where they've worn masks, where they've observed social distancing, and where they've limited the numbers.
And we've had them where they have absolutely flouted the public health necessities, have deliberately done so, and it seems that the authorities are either powerless or scared to move against them.
Well, I think the situation of protest is different because there's a constitutional right at stake, and the situation between somebody who's trying to express their political view and somebody who's trying to organise a session or organise a street party or perhaps to make money out of it are different legal situations.
Yeah, they are, but see, the reason I'm bringing up the other things is that there is a considerable concern. I'll come back to you, Mary Siri Carney, in a second about this, but Liam, there is a significant concern about the public health risks that have been posed by gatherings. So we have situations where people are not allowed to go to sports events, are not allowed now to go into congregate in pubs. They've even been restricted in the numbers that they're allowed to gather in churches. And yet it seems that when you have large groups who are either partying or who are protesting, that little or nothing is done to stop them, despite the fact that they could be making our health situation worse.
So, Matt, I think there's a legal question and there's a policing question. What we need here is that if we are regulations in place with regard to gatherings, including all the categories that you mentioned, that they have to be fair and they have to be proportionate. And then we also are requiring and asking of the guards that they'd apply the law evenly. I think where we've seen difficulties is people feel that sometimes they're looking and they're seeing that the law is applied unevenly in different situations. And I think that's a legitimate concern. But I think certainly somebody who sets about deliberately organising an event that is intended to jeopardise public health, i.e. you know recklessly that you're going to be in violation of the law, is treated differently from somebody who is trying to comply with the law. And I think that there have been distinctions there. And certainly the evidence of the event over the weekend would seem to fall into the category of recklessness. And we'd hope that the guards would investigate it appropriately.
Okay, Senator Mary Siri Carney, I mean, it's a wider issue if we bring protests into it. But given the public health concerns that there are, and given the restrictions that have been placed on the activities of so many law-abiding people, what do you think should be done to deal with parties and protests?
I think that, for a start, we need to recognise and support the fact that the vast majority of people are law-abiding and are putting the health of themselves, their family, their community first, and are abiding by this. And there are businesses that have made huge sacrifices in that regard. We have a constitutional right to protest, and that is correct. And as long as people are law-abiding or wearing their face masks, and are abiding by social distancing, then equally so they're entitled to do that.
And if they
However,
don't?
There has been a sinister turn of events in that there have been a number of protests where it has turned, there has been an evidence of violence, there has been a deliberate flouting of the public health guidelines, and those people are going home to families and communities and not having any regard to the public health guidelines and not having any regard to the fact that Dublin is on a knife edge at the moment for our economic, but more importantly for our health and well-being. So it is important that in this instance that we make an example of the organisers here, be that if they were legitimate organisers who are genuinely mistaken by whether they were in level 2 or level 3 because of the time of publicising of guidelines, which you and I very much doubt that that's the case. If there was, well, then there's still the level 2 guidelines. They shouldn't have been organising events like that. So in that regard, it is important that we do policing by consent. People agree, they go along with, they want to put the best interests of the public first and foremost. But it is important that as a people we pull together, and that small group, we need to empower the Gardaí. They now have enforcement acts. They now have an entitlement to take action, and I want to see a prosecution in this instance.
Thank you very much, Senator Mary Siri Kearney of Fine Gael, Liam Herrick, Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.